Have you ever been swimming in the ocean and it doesn't matter how hard you swim, you don't get anywhere, right? Something is holding you back, right? I want you to keep that envision in your mind of swimming against the current when it comes to your business on social media. Because we have chains that hold us back, and it's time to break those chains. I am back from a very long hiatus, and to my faithful listeners, hello. I am so sorry I was gone so long. To my new listeners, hello. I will introduce myself in just a second, but I want to tell you guys I'm excited to be back with this podcast. I've got a lot of things coming in this episode, so definitely grab a drink, pull up a chair, and before we get started, let me do that introduction. Before we get started, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Debbie Fran. I am the creator and founder of The Shift, formerly the new Emerging Moments with the Digital Hippie. I have created communities across social media to help new emerging social media marketers untangle the interwebs, to simplify processes through tips and tricks of the trade, through mindset and personal growth development, through lessons learned. I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, and I love to help others make some sense out of this digital world. So let's get started. So, a long hiatus. Yes, guys, I think it's been a year now since I have been consistent on this podcast, and that is about to change. And I'm super excited. So I'm so excited. But let me tell you, what I want to share with you on this episode is that we have chains that hold us back. And that is why I have also changed the title of this podcast and I have changed the image, which will probably be changed again because I don't like it. But, anyways, the title is The Shift: Break Those Chains. And I wanted to share with you what that means, what it means for this podcast, what it means for you. What does it mean for you? So I actually wrote a blog post, Break the Chains That Bind You, when it comes to social media marketing. And, I never really thought about it being a kickstart to where my coaching was going, but it really was. It really was, and it has taken me all this time to figure this out. So first off, let me share with you. I'm going to share with you kind of an itinerary of how this episode's going to go. So first, I'm going to share with you what has happened to me over the past year and why it has taken me so long to get back on here. And then I want to share with you moving forward, what will this podcast do for you? Right? Because it's not about what it does for me. It's about how this podcast can help you. And so we're going to talk about that afterwards. But I do feel compelled to share with you because I think that somebody out there can learn from what I've been through because it really has been a long year. So it's actually been a long couple of years, to say the least. And really, my confidence, my momentum, my everything started declining after 2018. So I was really, really passionate, really, motivated, consistent, gung-ho. And then in 2018, we got hit with Hurricane Michael. 2019, we lost a lot of family, loved ones. And it was just from that point, things started to decline. And I couldn't, it was spiraling out of control. And the only way that I was going to be able to make some sense out of it, where I knew I was going to be here to help somebody else, was I had to step away and I had to figure it out, right? If you ever listen to Marie Forleo, she always says, it's everything is figure outable. And I think that's the title of her book. Everything is figure outable. And it's true. It's true, but you have to step away and you have to take that time to do it. So that is exactly what I did. Now, I still marketed, I still blogged, I still had my group going. But I did take a hiatus from some other things like this podcast. Certain things just had to get pushed down. And that's not saying that you're not important, but it was saying I had to rethink things, right? So, and that's exactly what I did. So, first off, I had lost my confidence. I had lost my confidence in not just my business, but in who I was as a person. You know, everybody was looking to me as being that smiley, go happy, positive, energetic person. And inside, I was dying. I was dying inside, and I could no longer fake it. Faking it is so bad. Don't fake things. If you're having a rough day, either step away or share people, right? People need to see the good and the bad. And I just did a Facebook post. I think I put it on my blog too about this because they have to see both. Everything's not rainbows and unicorns. But I was being coached in a way where I was told, yes, it is all rainbow and unicorns. Don't share that stuff. That's negative juju. That is the negative vibes. Don't share that stuff on social media. You're just going to lose followers. And so these people were more successful than me. So I took what they said as the golden rule. And you know what? It hurt me in the long run. It hurt me in the long run because I was feeling so fake and I was feeling like not myself. And when I began to feel not like myself and like I was a facade, I started to lose confidence. Maybe I'm not where I'm supposed to be in life, right? Maybe this isn't what God put me here to do. So, guess what I did? I went and devoted myself to my faith. I dove into my faith. I dove into Jesus because I knew if anybody knew the answers, it was going to be God. And I wasn't going to find it on a webcast. I wasn't going to find it in some funnel. I wasn't going to find it in some course. I had to find it with God. And that took time. That took time because even though I knew this and I knew what I needed to do, I was still facing struggles in my life. So I had we had COVID back in 2020, and ever since I've had health issues ever since. Thankfully, knock on wood, my son has not. And if you are a follower of mine, but if you're not, let me share with this with you. My son has Down syndrome and autism. He's 20, and you know he had double pneumonia when he bilateral pneumonia when he got COVID. So I'm very grateful that he does not have ongoing symptoms, but I do, and it's called the long haulers, and that's a topic for another day. But it has caused this very fit, very healthy, very active mama to stop dead in her tracks. Those chains that we were talking about just a few minutes ago, those chains was this virus holding me back. I started to feel sorry for myself. I started to not feel motivated to do anything. Depression set in, anxiety was setting in. And let me tell you, from years ago, I had very, very bad anxiety and very bad depression due to a not so good marriage. And I swore I would do everything in my power to fight that. I knew what to do to fight that, to keep, you know, to not get it, let it get out of hand again. But having this long haulers syndrome, I guess you could call it, it just was reeling me in. It had that chain tied on me and it was reeling me in. And so I gave into it. And for a while there, I was really beating myself up. I was really feeling bad about myself. And of course, that reflected on my work. It reflected in my business. Because how can you sit and be a motivator, be a mindset coach and be an influencer if you're feeling like dog yourself, right? You can't. You just cannot fake it, right? Because it just makes it worse. So I had that going on. My son, like I said, has Down syndrome, and we had some challenges with him. And even though things are better now, it took a toll on me. It took a toll on me emotionally. And so I had to really focus on that because I had to get him back where he needs to be. And a lot of it is just puberty. But now he's past that, thank God. I had some other family issues, some ongoing issues with my daughter, and that really took a toll on me this past year. And I'm also a grandma, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to count now, 4, 5 grandbabies, another one on the way. And guys, I love great being a grandma is the best gift God could have given me, besides my son CJ. He is the best gift. My grandkids are such a gift. But when most of us are not grandmas like we remember our grandmas to be, right? I'm not walking around here in fluffy slippers and muumuu dresses and my hair in curlers. I exercise. I'm fit. I'm sitting here. I think I have a Negan, a Walking Dead t-shirt on. We are not the generations that of grandmas that some tend to think we should be. And this is again, this is a facade, and this is something we cannot pretend. I cannot pretend to be this grandma that bakes cookies every day because that's not me, right? No, give me my camera. Let me go take some photos on the beach or go chase some pelicans, or go, pound it out to P90X. That's the type of grandmother that I am. And I feel like, we get pulled again with these chains holding us back, trying to tell us what we should and should not do, who we should and should not be, right? And it can really mess up your head. And I have spent the past year fighting this. And I'm finally in a really good place, a really good place. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus for that because that is what it took. Now, I'm not going to sit and preach on this podcast, I promise. It's not what this podcast is. But I'm telling you what has happened to me so that we can move forward, right? So that is my story. It has been a long road and it has affected my business. But now let's move forward. Yes, let's move forward. I am so ready to move forward. So, what has all of this taught me that can help you? Because that's the bottom line. I'm here to do what I can for you. And that is my calling, that is my passion, to help others in some way or another, right? I see a lot of moms, especially dads, I'm not excluding you, but I see a lot of moms out there that are just stuck in the rut. It's the same thing every single day, right? And they tend to lose their self-identity, right? I know I did, and I know many others do. Half the people I know don't even know my name. They just know me as my son's mom, CJ's mom. They just know me as CJ's mom. They don't even know my name, right? And then they pretend to connect with you on social media, and then you never hear from them. And it's like, well, why did you bother connecting with me on social media when you have no, what's the word I'm thinking of? That you had no intention of actually being my friend. So we can lose ourselves, right? We have these chains bound around us, right? And we have to break those chains. We have to break those chains to move forward. So what did I learn out of this? Number one, confidence is everything. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you better start diving into some personal growth and development. Dive into that Bible. You have got to believe in yourself. You have to believe in what you're doing. Without confidence, you are not going to do anything successfully. Okay? That's number one. Trust me, I know. And you can't fake it. Stop faking it. To all of those out there who are told to fake it, stop. I look at these Facebook reels and these Instagram things and I'm like, oh my God, you're so phony. And if you look, that's why I don't do a lot of them. I don't do a lot of them. And it's not because it's not a good marketing avenue, because it sure is. It's a phenomenal marketing avenue. But, and maybe I'll do more in the future now that I'm back in the saddle and the chains have been broken. But, there's just so much fakeness. I can't handle it. I just can't handle the fakeness. And then, you know, and then these coaches out there, they'll tell you, oh my God, yeah, it's, you know, it's so easy to do. You can whip out a reel in 5 minutes. And I don't care who you are. I'm sorry. You can't do a reel or something in 5 minutes, because you have to edit it. And then you have to double check it. And then you probably retook the thing like 10, 15 times, right? So, but the biggest thing for me is they're not fake. And being fake will cause you to lose your confidence. So stop. Resilience. Resilience is so, so key. So I learned that I am more resilient than I give myself credit for. As I'm sure you are too, right? I'm sure you have overcome obstacles in your life. And you look back and you go, wow, how did I do that? And I'm sure there are things in your life that you need to, that you look back on and you're like, how did I do that? Oh my gosh, how did I get through that? That was tough, but I did it. And you're resilient, you figured it out, right? Resilience. And if you don't think you have it, start looking for it. Right? Start looking for it. Look to the past. Look at everything that you have come through. You're more resilient than you know. Right? You are more. When I think of my resilience, I go all the way back to my childhood. I'm like, dude, I went through a lot and I'm still here today. Right? I still have a smile on my face today. Right? Yeah, that's resilience. So I learned this. I'm like, wow. So resilience, courage. It taught me courage. It taught me to face the truth. It taught me to face my fears. It taught me how to be afraid, right? It taught me what is important to be afraid of and what's not. But it gave me the courage to do hard things. When you go through something that is really hard, that takes courage, right? I'm raising a child with multiple disabilities. That takes courage. I do Facebook Lives, put myself out there. That takes courage. I have a blog and a website that I have to maintain and continue to grow. That takes courage. I sit and talk to people about my mistakes, my failures. That takes courage. Courage. Courage will see you break those chains that are holding you back. Perseverance. I'm not even going to go there because we know how important perseverance is. Perseverance and consistency, right? Then there's faith. And then there's me. So I talked in the beginning about my health, right? You cannot break these chains if you're not healthy. It's very hard. It's very difficult. Okay, I'm not going to say you can't do anything, right? I'm going to say it's very challenging to break the chains that are holding you back if you are not taking care of yourself, right? And I always tell people, what good is being successful in our businesses if we're too unhealthy to enjoy it, right? And that's, I love that, you know, that is my motto. If you can't be successful and be unhealthy, because what's the purpose? You're too sick to do anything, right? So you got to take care of yourself. And having that long haulers, no matter how hard I tried, it wasn't working. It beat me down. It beat me down. And I'm not talking about just having it, right? So some of the things that I have is also the brain fog, yes. The lack of energy. I have muscle pain, and then I also have parosmia. And all of it was just pulling me back. So I had to start taking care of myself and putting my health a priority again. So ever since, I told you, this really spiraled out of control after we got hit with that hurricane. So ever since that hurricane, it's all about been taking care of everybody else, right? And I see this happening right now to some people that I really love. And they have to start thinking, okay, I love taking care of these people. I love them to death. I love them with all my heart. But I cannot forget about me. I have to take care of me. Right? You have to take care of you. So even though I thought I wasn't. Right? There was that fakeness again. I'm pretending I'm taking care of myself, but I'm really not. You have to really focus on your health, because when you are healthy, everything else falls into place, right? When you're healthy, you feel more confident. When you're healthy, you feel more courageous. When you're healthy, you have more resilience. So it's important, right? And I knew this, but I didn't know how to fight it. I didn't know how to fight it because it kept pulling me back. I'd go to exercise and then I'd be laid up for a week in pain. Right? I couldn't eat nutritionally because I can't eat anything right because of the parosmia. It was holding me back. I had to really focus on fixing all of this. And that's why I've been gone. And I hope some of this helps you. And we're going to keep talking about breaking these chains. Yes, I'm done talking about me now. Now it's all about you. Okay, so now you know where I've been, what I've been going through, but now it's about you. Let's break your chains, right? I just listened to, before I wrap this up, I want to share with you something. I just listened to a video. It was an interview with Brendon Burchard and, oh, where did it go? Let me see. And Lewis Howes. And it was posted, I think, March 8th. And it's about Lewis's new book that he has out, The Greatest Mindset. And this video alone was so good. It was so good. And it really made me think that what I'm doing, because I had already planned on all of this, but it just kind of reiterated everything, right? So if you get a chance, go check it out. And I promise you, I'll be getting his book and I'll be doing a review on it. Right now, I'm reading a book from Joseph Z called Hell's Economy. And let me tell you, that book is intense and it's taken me a lot to read. But moving forward, I have so much goodness. I am still working on my course and I had to take a break from it too. And you know, which really stinks, guys, when you take long breaks, all right, you break that consistency, you break that motivation. When you take long breaks, things change. So, social media changes. Like when I went to record this podcast, I'm like, it's changed. I didn't know Spotify bought out Anchor. So, it's like, oh my gosh. So, I just spent the past hour. You know, I thought I was just going to open up my app and record the next this episode, and then I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I have to do all this updating now because Anchor is no more. It's now Spotify for podcasters." So, I had to go and do all that updating. So, which is good. I mean, I looked at my analytics and I have some new listeners, so hello and welcome again. Guys, we have so much. The world is crazy right now. We have so much against us right now. You know, if it wasn't hard enough in 2015, 2016 to be an entrepreneur, it's so much harder now because not only are we inundated with so much information, but we have so much holding us back. And we have to break those chains link by link by link. And I hope that this podcast and this series, I don't want to call it a series, season, that's the word I was looking for. This season will show you and help you with that. So look for the next podcast, will be next Thursday. I'm going to be doing them weekly, but I hope to go daily. In order for me to go daily, I need more viewers. So if you would, please share this out. Share this out to your friends and family, your coaches, even your teams. Share this out to the ones that you are mentoring, the ones that you want to mentor, the ones that are just in your circle. Share this out. Because if I can get enough listeners, then I will do a daily podcast. But right now it's a weekly podcast. It'll be every Thursday. Look for the new one to get posted. The shift, breaking the chains that are binding us and holding us back in our businesses on social media. So if you're ready to break those chains that hold you back and make that shift, it's time for you to soar to new heights. So, guys, my name is Debbie, and thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. I want to thank you again for listening to this episode of The Shift, Breaking the Chains. I had created this podcast in hopes of inspiring and motivating and encouraging entrepreneurs to keep moving forward, especially the mompreneurs who already have so much on their plate being moms and having children to also take care of. This podcast is given to you with all my heart, and I hope in some way that it did touch you today. And please, if it did, share this with somebody. Share this with somebody today who needs to hear something positive, who needs to hear something good. And I promise you, more is coming. But in the meantime, you can find me on all the social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm there, but I'm not active. And of course, my blog and website, of course. And don't forget to sign up for my newsletter when you visit my website. Super easy. It's debbieforan.com. That's DebbieForand.com. And it's also in the bio of this podcast. Again, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, and until next week.